Bruce Van Dyke.
Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show.
Robert Mitchum style.
And joining us this morning to talk about an event coming up this weekend from the Friends of the Keystone LaGrange Public Library, we have Linda Chapin joining us this morning. Good morning, Linda. Thanks for sharing a bit of your morning. Appreciate
it. Good morning. Thank you.
So you have the Books and Brunch coming up. Talk about what takes place at Lions Park this coming Saturday.
This is our fourth year. We started out 4 years ago, and the authors were all either employed by Keystone Schools or related to someone who was employed. And since then, we have tried to have different authors every year, and they are local. We have Scott Benchman from LaGrange. We have Wendy Swiduck from Oberlin, Christine Benedict from Columbia Station, Jared Smith from Elyria, Virginia Callahan from Nova, we're branching out, and Michelle Levine, who's from Parman. She's been with us before. We have the authors either share an excerpt from the book, tell how they got into writing, and then we have a delicious brunch, and then there's a meet and greet. The authors will have their books for sale, and so we look forward to an exciting morning. And we do have tickets available. You can call 355-5067.
The authors, their books are all sorts of authors. I see a sci-fi novel, somebody who writes about Ohio, a little bit about people who do mysteries, even children's books. So authors come in all shapes and sizes as far as their work concerned.
And it's exciting to know that they're, that we do have authors locally. You know, we think of books we read that somebody that's a neighbor, a friend, has written, and it's very interesting to us.
Linda, when you put something like this together, do these people approach you? How do you become aware of the books?
Well, we've had a committee, and we have relied on the newspaper. If we see an article about someone, last year, one of my former students, Tara Civic, there was an article in the Chronicle about her, so I approached her and she came. That was exciting to have a former student be a renowned author. She's traveled all over the world. And so sometimes it's people hear about us and they ask to come again. It's really branching out. If we hear of somebody that knows someone that's an author, we contact them and see if they might be interested.
This also gives a chance to the authors to meet possibly their readers, which doesn't always happen.
Yeah, the authors have been very pleased over the years with the turnout and, like you said, be able to discuss their books with their readers.
Why do you think it's so important for something like this to go on? You mentioned how early on, I guess, you kind of looked to see if there are authors in your system, as it were. Why do you think that's really an important thing to cultivate?
Well, we are trying, as Friends of the Library, to promote reading and promote the library. And it seems like over the years we've had at the library an author will come, either a local one or someone in, you know, Cleveland area, and people seem very receptive to meeting the person who's doing the writing. But we think it promotes our library, promotes reading, and it's enjoyable.
Yeah, and of course, as the Friends of the Keystone LaGrange Public Library, you're the ones that kind of work to support in those other areas that other funding may not cover, I suppose.
Exactly. Fundraising is one of our goals, and that's to help with the summer reading program and any equipment that the library may need locally that it's not in their budget. And we are part of the Elyria Public Library system. So we've had great support from the administrative staff with our programs. That, in fact, we have in November, we will be having a mystery dinner theater, and that will be our fourth year, and the library director, Lynn Krause, is helping In fact, she's probably chairman of the committee that does that. And cast for the Mystery Dinner Theater will be local people, and they're having a casting call on August 13th and August 16th at the Central Branch in Elyria, and this will be for to be in the cast for the Mystery Dinner Theater. And this year it is called Read Between the Murders, and it will be presented November 7th.
We're talking with Linda Chapin this morning of Friends of the Keystone LaGrange Public Library. They've got their authors meet and greet books and brunch coming up on August 9th. Linda, one thing I noticed about Wendy, the author from Oberlin,
yes.
You talk about diversity. Even within what she's done, you find great diversity. She's written books about farmland, NASCAR, and secondhand romance.
Yeah. Yes, I had not read any of her books. In fact, I haven't read any of these authors, but the committee that picked out the authors felt diversity was very important. And so it should be an interesting morning. We're looking forward to it.
And again, that goes from 9 to noon at Lyons Park Hall,
yes,
in LaGrange.
Right.
Looking at the different people here, one thing, it's not only for people who maybe like to read books, it's like for potential authors too, because if there's young authors or people who maybe are writing, these are people that they got their work published, which is an accomplishment in itself, and I'm sure that they can offer some insight into what it takes to be an actually published author.
Yes, that has been a big part of the program too. We also have coming up as our fundraiser that ends the year is our book sale, and that will be in the weekend before Thanksgiving, and that's a big event. We have it in the old fire station on the square in LaGrange. So we're looking forward to a busy fall.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things, and of course, action takes place. Big stuff happens this weekend, August 9th, from 9 to noon at the Lyons Park Hall in LaGrange. It's the Keystone Friends of the Keystone LaGrange Public Library Books and Brunch, and tickets are $10, pre-sale only, so you have a couple days just to get them, and you can call 355-5067. Linda, thanks for sharing part of your morning today, and hope you have a nice turnout.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it,
thanks.
And we'll look forward to seeing people at our coming event.
Great. Have a good day.